The review show on the Anfield Wrap after Liverpool went to Porto and just scored loads of goals again. It's Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson, Paul Cope and Sean Rogers. For this one, Cope, I'll start with you. Jurgen Klopp said after the game he wanted to find the feedback on the pitch and sort the situation there and then, and that's what we did. Is that in part the main reason why he goes as strong as he does, with the obvious admission of Trent? We have to think of the Tuesday, Saturday to Tuesday thing there, but is that the main reason why he goes with what can be described as probably his full strength side?
Yeah, I think until he said that, there would have been all kinds of speculation about what was going on. But I was made up, he said that post-match, because again, we've said this before, he doesn't necessarily need to tell the truth, but it made sense. We talked about this a lot on the last show, about how the mainstream media narrative, as it often can be nonsense. And you could talk all kinds of things about what went on, but the reality is we made a handful of really bad defensive errors against Brentford. And it's really interesting to see. And this is a squad that's been together a long time, remember? This is something people forget. And one of the reasons you piece together things Klopp has said over the years, one of the reasons he likes coaching players for a long time, he likes keeping players together. I've referenced this before, but it's always worth referencing. I remember the first Champions League final against Madrid, and we referenced how many of their players had played in loads of Champions League finals together. It's a big deal, and he thinks it's a big deal. And we'll go on to talk about Curtis Jones later, I'm sure. It's the same point. He likes having a squad of players that he knows really well. He's coached for a long time, and he can trust to do things. One of the things he can trust them to do is go back out on the pitch and sort it out yourselves. We know you know what you did wrong. It's important. And I think that ties into when I first saw it, as I'm sure everybody else did, was surprised, given the game that's coming up next. But then I hadn't really stopped to think it's Tuesday to Sunday. So this, for any management team, and Sean will be able to talk better on this than anyone else, but from the outside, for any management team, it's always calculated risk. It's always weighing up benefits against risk. And his risk is obviously, you're playing lads two games back to back, risk of injury. But also, he's got 5 days then, or 6 days, whatever it is, before the big game to reassess, to see whether these lads. Because I was automatic, as soon as I saw the side, I thought, oh, well, that means Bobby and Joe Gomez are playing against City. But having reflected on it a bit more, I was like, well, that actually isn't necessarily the case. Because he might have played Matip and Van Dijk again to say, right, you get yourself set. And then we just check that you're okay fitness-wise. And if you're okay fitness-wise, you will play again. Because I'm not going to mix it up. The whole point of this game was to get you in a position where you're ready to play City.